Ex-husband's frank honesty was one of the things that had attracted her to him, which made his actions at the end of their marriage seem especially ironic.
How was your trip?
Keith pulled her thoughts away from the past, where they resided far too frequently.
Not bad, she replied.
No way did she want to regale him with stories of how difficult she found it just to walk out of her apartment building. She'd spent weeks at a time holed up in bed, but he didn't need to know that only the urgency of his situation had been sufficient motivation to get her on her feet again.
How's Mom?
He shot her a look that acknowledged the tension any reference to Josephine created.
The same. She might not act like it, but she's excited to have you home. She's had a room in the East Wing prepared for you.
The guest wing? The significance of that didn't escape Maisie. If there'd been any doubt that she was to be treated with cool disdain until she'd done her penance, this proved it. The anger that flared up, making her stiffen, surprised Maisie. Apparently she wasn't completely cowed and broken. The idea of walking into Cold Iron House, named after Josephine's father, Henry Cold Iron, who'd owned most of the island before Josephine inherited it, brought back a hint of her old defiance. She couldn't cope with living there. Couldn't submit, as she would have to submit, in order to regain her mother's approval.
I won't be staying at Mom's, she said.
Keith had started to reach for her suitcases. At this, he straightened.
What do you mean?
I mean I have to find somewhere else. He measured her with his eyes, and she found them so hollow, she grew frightened for him all over again. Was he doing as well as he claimed? He didn't seem to be particularly robust, in body or spirit.
I understand it'll be a bit uncomfortable for you at first.
He glanced away, as if he could tell she was trying to see behind the front he was putting on.
But trust me, Mom will come around. You'll piss her off if you don't stay at the house, and that'll only make matters worse. After a few weeks.
No, she broke in. Before he could get any further into his appeal.
I can't do it.
He stared at her.
You're serious? You've barely arrived, and you're going to make her angry? She has too much pride to put up with the rejection.
She rejected me first, and I don't have a relationship with her anyway, Maisie said. We communicate through email or her housekeeper, for crying out loud. I've spoken to her only a handful of times over the past decade. And when they had talked, there'd been more silence than anything. There'd even been silence when Maisie had desperately craved consolation.
You need her,
he said.
We both do. And that means we'll always be under her thumb.
Although she was secretly frightened that might be true, Maisie scoffed at it. No, I'll help you, stand by you. I just need to get back on my feet, and she can only hurt my ability to do that. The thought of walking through those heavy doors, dragging her belongings behind her, almost gave her a panic attack. At least, if she didn't stay at Cold Iron House, she'd retain some autonomy, some independence. She had to protect the little peace of mind she had left. He rubbed his gaunt face.
So, where will you stay?
I could rent a room from someone in town. She had enough money for that, didn't she? Her reserves would last 6 months or so.
You're on Ferrum?
Her brother shook his head, adamant.
That would provoke an all-out war.
He was right. To maintain some semblance of peace, she couldn't cross certain lines. She couldn't embarrass her mother by revealing that there was any strain inside the family. Appearances were everything to Josephine. They were Cold Irons, even though their surname was technically Lazaro, and they needed to comport themselves as such. How many times had she heard that lecture?
What if I got an apartment in Charleston? She asked, but decided against it almost as soon as the words passed her lips.
Charleston would cost too much, and left on her own, she wouldn't recover. Being sequestered in a cheap, unfamiliar apartment would be worse than living alone in New York, with the furniture Jack hadn't taken.
I don't see,
he started, but she cut him off again.
Wait.